USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it's met the goal of drawing down troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. President Trump ordered the reduction back in November, with troop levels in the country now at a 19-year low. Capitol Police say they arrested a Virginia man Friday evening with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition at a checkpoint near the Capitol. Officials say Wesley Allen Beeler was arrested after presenting an unauthorized inauguration credential at the checkpoint. Officers found the firearm after a search of Beeler's truck. Congressman Lou Correa says he will miss the inauguration after testing positive for COVID-19. The California Democrat tweeted Saturday that he would be self-quarantining away from his family. Correa becomes the 62nd member of Congress to test positive for the virus and the 5th member to test positive since the riot to the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The State Department says it has new information indicating the coronavirus emergence may have happened earlier than first reported. USA Radio News' John Fortier has the story.
The State Department last night releasing what it calls previously undisclosed information about the virus's origins. For one, officials believe several researchers in the Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick last fall with symptoms similar to COVID-19. Chinese officials have said there was zero infection at the lab. China also didn't announce anything until December. The State Department claims while the lab maintains it's private and separate from the Chinese government, U.S. officials believe the lab has collaborated with China's military and secret projects. The U.S. has donated money to the lab in the past, and State Department officials wonder if any of that funding was diverted to some of those military projects. The State Department concludes that those revelations just scratched the surface of what is still hidden about COVID-19's origin in China. You can read the full fact sheet at state.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Yes, it was incredible, and especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
And President-elect Joe Biden says he wants to see 100 million doses of COVID vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office, as many states' governors have expressed frustration with the slow pace of the rollout. Michael Levitt was Health and Human Services Secretary under George W. Bush, and he tells Fox News that trying to focus on one smaller area of the population first might have been what's been slowing down vaccination efforts.
As noble as it was to try to stratify those who need it the most first, it turns out that that really slows us down. And so clearly across the country now, governors are saying we have to speed it up and we've got to broaden the categories and we've got to get needles in arms. And I think we'll see that happen across the country. I think governors are responding to that. I think it'll be part of the federal strategy as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.